Okay. POL. No, somewhere where I think it's the one called POL. Yes. Path of Love. We got Pio. Oh. And his girlfriend, he's 19. She's 18, 17 or something. And they are living together. Have been doing so for like, not fully a year, but from autumn and now spring. And it's really, I mean, it's actually early summer. Because they are in Gröna Lund. And they are drunk as usual. And it's not fun anymore. And they are frustrated. And she is continuously talking about that she wants to leave him. And he's like, well, we can try again. And two drunk kids, teenagers in Gröna Lund. Entertainment park, theme park. Probably early June or something, 1975. And they are fighting now. And there are other teenagers around, and some guy, long-haired guy, good-looking guy, who's flirting with her. And it's a mess, the whole thing. They can both sense that they're approaching the end to their relationship. But here he is, he's drunk. And that's what they do, always carrying around a bag of beer when they're going out to have fun. Drunk, and when you're drunk and you're quarreling with your girlfriend, then it can get really sour and dark. And here he is in dark, dark, dark dungeons in his mind. With that girlfriend who he thought loved him and he loved. And now she behaves completely the opposite. So he's getting dark outside and he's dark inside and he's walking around there. And where she's hanging out with that other guy now. And now they are really, you know, let's go somewhere else. Let's go to Little Copenhagen, which is a restaurant. A bar, basically, a nightclub or something where people eat and drink and talk. So there they are. And yes, Pio and his friends sometimes sit here. This is a hangout place. The gang. But they are loosely part of the artist gangs and those who want to be around the artists and who want to be artists and who don't know what they want to be and make art of that. Kind of glide around town this month. This is where everyone goes. Next month, this is our place. And we can have a scene before. And Pio is here with his friend. And it's one of those nicer experiences of when you just glide around downtown and drink and smoke and do whatever comes up. And Pio and Rob sits here in little Copenhagen as usual. Around the table with some girls or guys, flirting with the girls and trying to speak some cool poetic artist talk to impress the guys. And after a few beer, everything is fun. And every talk is deep. Or so it feels. And Pio is in a good mood. When it really comes into the right spirit, well, with a little help of some spirit, but not too much. He can get into that charm mood. And so can Rob. And when they get into that, then night is good. And of course, the perfection is for these young guys. To score, get a girl home. Get laid. That makes the hangover next day worth it. Well, that's how it had started to become for Pio, just a chasing. And seeking for that. Fun, cool, beer-induced state where things were just okay for a few hours until you got too drunk or tired or just found yourself walking back and forth between the rooms at some party somewhere or some club or place somewhere, a disco, among the people, strangers, a couple of friends or familiar faces here and there. Generally, let's admit it, Pio. Just waiting for her, the right one. Even talking like that. When there's no success. Couple of drunk guys, late, giving up hope for that night. about her, the soulmate, the chosen one. Who even thinks she exists? That we live on the dream, we make art of it, of anything. Let's play some bar tricks and table magic, impress each other, compete. Who is strongest? Who is smartest today? How about a game of poker? Pio was not a gambler. Nor was he very much into these big city boys' entertainment. Ways. But any case, he walks up to the pianist. Is this place, Little Copenhagen, had, what was it called? It's pretty central. I don't know if it's still there. Not the one down by Djurgårdsfärjan. Anyway. Yeah, so nice with that place is that they have a piano and a black piano player who looks like a blues guitarist or pianist, who is a nice guy, and he plays all kinds of nice, well, not for Pio and those guys, but nightclub audiences music. Pio tonight, he's a little fed up with everything. All the empty talk around the table. Rob found some girl that he's doing his usual routines on. And now he will. Either leave with her or sit there with another glass. Shaking his head. Pio walks up to the pianist. Hey, could you play St. Louis Blues? It was kind of the only bluesish thing that he knew that kind of fit the piano. And this man looked like a blues guy, so and the man lit up. He was apparently a blues guy, of course. If you're black and you speak American and you play the piano in nightclubs, what else could you be? A jazz guy. So he started playing that St. Louis Blues. Pio walks back to the table. I like this one. And he sings along. Rob has not much success with a girl. So the night gradually fades out to the tunes of St. Louis Blues. Not now, this is previous, somewhere there we throw it in. And this maybe happened, you know. This is actually, I mean, a completely authentic event that happened almost exactly the way I describe it. So, sometimes, maybe February, March, 75, Pia is still together with his girlfriend, but now she's out somewhere with her sister, and Pia and Rome went here. So anyway, and we are now in June, and the quarrel night, Pia with his girlfriend there, and this other guy and a couple of other guys were just hanging around there, and this other guy is obviously, evidently, after her, although she is here with her boyfriend. This was getting really annoying for Pio. So they are walking there the streets, and it's getting dark. And it's Saturday, June, people out, coming in there to the same little Copenhagen nightclub, and yeah, the pianist is there. They sit there around the table, and Pio finds himself there. Sitting by a table with a bunch of unknown young guys, and not even another girl except his girlfriend. And he never asked for sitting here with them. Why? What is he doing here anyway? So he tries to communicate with his girlfriend, who seems to be more interested in talking to this other guy, who is just becoming more and more open with his flirting towards her, right here in front of Theo, who, yes, had a couple of beer, just like the others. Now, Pio never gets angry when he's drunk. He can't remember having gotten angry. Maybe, yes, lately. Now and then, generally in quarrels with his girlfriend. But that's all. And the envy, the jealousy, oof, it's a dark space there, a dark room with weapons and fire and all kinds of devilish beings, and they're all coming there, taking over Pio. And when his girlfriend says something there, joking about him, and the others laughing at him, he just had it. He takes his beer glass, stands up, and throws it right in the table and into the wall, where it scatters into little pieces, all crashing. Making the other fine guests who sit and eat in the room look at them. Who let these crazy teenagers in? Are they even allowed to drink beer? You see them thinking. But it was very dramatic scene. And their Pio stands. In the middle of it all, for seconds that seem an eternity, and then we hear the music, the tones of St. Louis Blues. This is true story, as exact as it happened, and Pio just starts walking towards the pianist, which is also towards the exit, nods at him. The man nods, been there, done that kind of nod. And what's the blues about anyway? So a moment of mutual understanding, be appreciated, and walks out of there into the fresh air. And feels the call for freedom. Heard in the near distance. Which is another story that happened a month later. And I may have told both this one and the other one, but the other one, oh boy.